How can I begin to thank you for all that you've done for me? Jesus, to fully praise you, it will take all eternity, just like Lazarus. Oh, you brought me back to life.
WJTL bringing you Zariah Zachary's Back to Life. Stephen McWhirter's Come Jesus Come. Matthew West, Broken Things. Good morning to you. It's 7:20.
For today, mix of sun and clouds, isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible, high of 81. Tonight, cloudy showers and thunderstorms are likely, low of 69. For winning Wednesday, morning showers and thunderstorms, afternoon sun, high of 84. Currently 60 in York and in Harrisburg, 66 in Lebanon.
Our friends from Moms at Prayer International, Sue Forey, who's the regional coordinator and longtime listener and WJTL legend, Sue from Conestoga, and Lynn Herr, the area coordinator, hanging out with us this morning. Good morning again, ladies.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's so great to have you here. And Lynn, for those who don't know, tell us what Moms of Prayer is all about.
Yeah, Moms of Prayer gathers moms together, and they pray for their children in the schools, and it just impacts them for Christ.
Yeah, and you guys had a table at Kids Cookie Break, and you said you're getting a good response from that.
Yeah, it was great. There was some moms that were able to be there, and then they were able to give out information to go to the website, momsofprayer.org, and then moms have been starting to inquire and learn more.
That's great. So how often do the Moms of Prayers get together?
Usually it's 1 hour a week.
And what does that hour look like? What do you guys do in that 1 hour?
Yeah, so we follow four steps of prayer. And the first step, we praise God for who He is. It's so good to focus on who God is instead of all of our problems.
Right.
Yeah, because there's so many we come to prayer time with.
Right.
Second step is just a silent confession to be made right before God. The third step is to give thanks to God for what He has done, what He is doing. Yeah. And then the fourth step is to come with our intercession to pray for the children, the schools, the teachers, the staff, the administration.
Yeah, you must have some great testimonies about how God has worked through Moms in Prayer.
Yeah, it's so good. And a while back when my son was entering high school, a public high school, I was like, oh, it'd be really great if you could get involved with a Christian club. I know there was Fellowship of Christian Athletes at the high school.
Yeah.
And so I mentioned it to him, but he just was like, nah, Mom, I'm not interested. And I thought, okay, I'm not going to push it. I'm just going to pray about it. So I prayed that week. And God heard my prayer. He hears these big prayers of salvation. He hears the little prayers too.
Yeah, yeah.
And then later that week, he was at a school event with lots of school students, his friends, and his one friend said, "Hey, do you want to come to this Christian club?" And my son changed his mind and he decided to go.
That's awesome. I love that. Sue, if moms are listening and they want to get involved, how can they best do that?
Absolutely. They can go to the website momsinprayer.org and click on Get Started, or they can text the word groups to 51555.
Now, I'm guessing, do you guys take a break over the summer and you start back up with school? Is that how that works?
Most groups do take a break over the summer.
Yeah.
So we're getting lots of women right now who are inquiring about a group. And I would encourage you to go to that website or text the word groups to 51555 and look to join a group.
Yeah, it's an awesome organization, momsofprayer.org. A great time to get together with other moms and pray for your kids, pray for the schools, pray for everything that's on your heart. That's
absolutely
pretty great. Ladies, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Love having you both here. Back to the music we go. We're going to go with Ann Wilson. This is Hey Girl on WJTL.